Hey everybody, it's March 7th. Welcome to Pray Today. So glad you're doing this Pray Today challenge. I'm just so excited about this. We've been talking for several days and we'll continue for a few more about common fears that people have. And today I want to talk to you about a fear that at times during my life has been overwhelming, much more when I was younger and less now than it's ever been. But that is the fear of rejection. You know, I think one of the absolute most difficult times in many people's lives when it comes to friends and social groups is middle school, high school, and college. But I look at people who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s that still struggle with the fear of rejection. And that is so evident by the choices that they make. You see, we have a built-in desire for approval. Approval from people. I know very few people in my life that truly can say and actually mean, I don't care what other people think about me. There's not even many people in the Bible that I can find that truly would be able to say, I really don't care what people think about me, and their actions prove it. I think of the disciples, they cared what people thought. I think about Moses, he cared what people thought. On and on we see people that God chose for great things even, that really worried about rejection and it influenced their decisions. John the Baptist, I think he fits into a special category because he seemingly didn't care what other people thought. I want to ask you a challenging question. When is the last time that you did a serious self-assessment of how many things you do solely to get another person or another group's approval? Now, let me clarify. I'm not talking about doing things to honor people. We are to do that. God calls us to do that. But I'm talking about things that we specifically do so that we won't be rejected. Maybe it's the way we talk. Maybe it's the language that we use. Maybe it's the decisions that we make on weekends or the decisions that we make when we're around people who are ungodly. I don't know what it is for you, but I know that we all have that built-in desire to please or to not be rejected, either for approval or to not be rejected. And the trick is to change my focus from having a desire for approval of man or of people to my desire of approval from God. And though the Bible tells us in Romans that we've all fallen short of God's perfect standard, He accepts us. He loves us. If we're in relationship with Him, we always have room to grow, but we have God's approval. If your desire is to follow Him, you have His approval. We will never fully get the world's approval. There's no possible way. Show me a person that everybody likes. Show me a person everybody agrees with. Lord knows there's a lot of people who disagree with me. And that's one of the things of realizing as a follower of Christ that is unattainable. And it's unattainable, but it's also not important. I want to pray about our need for acceptance today with you. God, it can become overwhelming. And I know that there are people hearing this today who realize today that a lot of what they do and say, the things they buy, the places they go even, the places they don't go, the people they associate with, the people they don't associate with, for so many people, they're influenced by not wanting to be rejected. God, would you give us the confidence to walk with you and not worry about rejection from people, but to worry about wanting to please you instead. God, forgive us when we do and say things that we don't even realize because the enemy just blinds us in this area of doing things and saying things because we want to be accepted. Remind us that the only acceptance we really desperately need is yours. And if we belong to you, we have that. Our salvation is sealed. We can just move forward with you, Lord. We know you created us for relationships. But Father, would you help us to weed out the relationships that are unhealthy for us, that make us focus on things we shouldn't focus on? Would you give us a renewed sense of purpose and of value based on who you say we are? Father, as a result of this prayer to you today, would there be people who make necessary changes to seek your approval, Lord, and not that of man? Father, remind us that this life is so short. And remind us, Lord, that you want us to live our lives fully in honoring you and not to be suppressed by the need for acceptance. Lord, help us to encourage others who struggle in this area, our children, our friends, our spouses, our parents. May we be encouragers in this area today. God, thank you for accepting us, for taking us as imperfect, and for deciding you can do something with us. Thank you so much. We're so grateful for your love and acceptance of us. In Jesus' name, amen.